My name is Rafael Nunez. I'm currently an 18, and I am double majoring in Romance Languages and Government.
All right. And what year did you go on the trip?
I went last year, so December of 2015.
All right. Could you just talk about briefly why you chose to go on this trip?
Yeah. I guess for multiple reasons. First of all, I really like service work and things of that sort, so this was a great opportunity to go abroad and do service work. And secondly, I felt close cultural ties, not necessarily because I'm Nicaraguan, but because my family's from Latin America, and I felt like I could, you know, help people of similar culture. And lastly, because it seemed like a very well formatted program in that, you know, we had to take a class before we went and we got to learn a lot. So, you know, we were actually doing meaningful work. So, yeah.
All right. So, in our class, we've been talking a lot about, you know, how effective these trips are and like the mind state that people go in with these trips, and how sometimes like going in and saying that I'm like kind of like saving these people or some of that is stuff like that can be harmful. And I just wanted to get your opinions on how it, like whether you think this trip is effective or not or helpful or not and why so.
Yeah, so it's definitely effective, and the main reason I believe so is because before we went, we had to learn so much about the culture. 10 weeks of a class, especially at Dartmouth, is really intense. So we learned a lot about the culture, the political history, the social history. So we really got an understanding. But in addition, obviously, that is not going to make us help the people, you know, any more than not doing that. So, you know, applying the things that we learned, you know, in an actual context, you know, we went over there and we did, we built latrines. We built latrines and stoves. And that information helped us a lot because it helped us in our interactions. It helped us in the way that, you know, we talked to them, that we reflected on their lives. And it wasn't a simple trip in which we went and they gave us work that they made for us to do. But this work is work that would have not been done without us. Without our manual labor, it wouldn't have gotten done. So we were truly, you know, crucial in the process. But we didn't only go in there, you know, without any type of understanding. We studied it, you know, we studied the Nicaraguan culture extensively before going, and then we actually did meaningful work. So I think it's the application of both of those things.
All right. Earlier you were talking about how, you know, you're Latino and you come from like a similar background.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to get your opinion on how your race influenced the way people saw and treated you on the trip.
Yeah. My mother's Ecuadorian, my father's Puerto Rican, and I speak fluent Spanish. So I got treated a little differently from, like, you know, the Caucasian students on the trip, because I guess they felt closer cultural ties with me, and that I could speak the same language, and my family has had some of the experiences that they have, and, you know, I'm used to their food, I'm used to, like, the way they interact and they talk, and so they felt more comfortable around me. But I'm not going to say that we were on the same level by any means. You know, I was born here in the United States. I'm American for the most part, right? And I've had different experiences than they have had. So, you know, while I understand them and we, you know, we're close, I wouldn't say that we were on the same level.
Okay. If you could also just touch on, like, what were the hardest parts of this trip for you?
Yeah. Besides, you know, actually the physical labor was pretty hard. I didn't think it was going to be that difficult, but, you know, we ended up having to walk and hike a lot every day. But I would say the hardest part was leaving, establishing such close relationships, and then having to leave. Because, you know, you meet these people and you share so many hours of the day with them and so many great experiences and so many laughs, and then you just have to, like, break apart and leave. And I think that was the hardest thing.
Okay. And lastly, if you could just, you know, give any advice for someone that's going on the trip this year and future years?
Yeah, I think service, you know, we think of service as like a one-way thing where we go and we help someone. But in reality, service is a two-way street in which we receive as much as we give. So, you know, don't feel bad about receiving. What I mean by that is learning from them, you know, talking to them, learning about their experiences, asking about their lives, you know, just general conversation, interacting, playing cards with them. Just enjoy the social aspect of it as much as possible, because that's, you know, that's essential, because at the end of the day, you know, you might not remember how much cement you mixed, but you'll remember that time you were sitting over the dinner table playing cards and sharing your life story with this person that you have only known for 2 weeks. So really take advantage of the social interaction.